Well, Brother Tom Rigorello has prepared a discourse for us that is looking and promises to be very interesting. Hosea, a minor prophet with a major problem.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Sometimes a speaker starts off with true confessions, and I'm going to start out with a true confession. Because if I had to take a quiz and give you the details of the life of all the minor prophets, I don't think I would do very well. Because really, we don't study the minor prophets specifically and what their lives were like. We see a verse here and a verse there that builds on the divine plan. But if I had explained to you what the life of these men were like, I probably would have trouble doing that. So I made an effort to do it at least for once, and I'll try to keep doing it. But you remember what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10. He says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." And so Paul is telling us here that we should look at all these books with great interest. We should look at these books with great interest and understand the conditions that were happening at the time that these books were written. And then once we understand the local application, I think then we can search for the larger applications that often extend down to our day, because these prophets almost always talked about the kingdom and the hopes for Israel. This, of course, is where our greatest interest lies. How do the words of the prophets apply today? And what lessons can we glean from their warnings and admonitions? And so for you and me, that's where the essential lessons lie. But we have to look at their lives first. Now going back, you remember that after the days of Solomon, there was a great dispute that arose between Solomon's son, Rehoboam, and the people who had helped build all the great building projects of Solomon. And they said, "You have to make our burden lighter. It was just too hard." And so Rehoboam, he consulted with his advisors, and they determined they were going to refuse to make the burden lighter. And said, in fact, they said, "We're going to make it even heavier. We're going to put scorpions on your back." And that attitude eventually led to the division of Israel into two parts, the two-tribe kingdom of Judah and Benjamin, and then the 10 northern tribe kingdom of Israel. Well, today we're going to examine the life of Hosea, one of the minor prophets, who was sent to the northern kingdom. And as he addressed Israel, he does not paint a pretty picture, as so many of the prophets do. The story of Hosea, I thought, probably is one of the most unusual stories of a prophet because of what God instructed Hosea to do. So we're going to begin by reading some verses in the first chapter. It says, "When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, 'Go take to yourself a wife of harlotry, and have children of harlotry, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord.' So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, 'Name him Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will punish the house of Jehu for the bloodshed of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.' Then she conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to him,